to us last year at Synod and then share our experience of E100 at our parish at the Church of the Good Samaritan. Last year, our bishops presented us with Strategic Priorities 2010, a mission and vision. The mission of building biblically faithful, gospel-sharing Anglican churches. A vision of every region having enduring churches with excellence in leadership and equipped members. Archdeacon Darrell explained the vision of enduring churches to us, that our churches would experience growth in grace, including individual deeper relationships with Jesus, growth in average Sunday attendance, that we would be intentional about growing the kingdom of God, that it wouldn't be accidental growth, about growth in financial stability, that we would educate our parishioners about the biblical principles of tithing and lead by example. We were challenged that our leadership, councils, clergy, and intercessors in each parish would take the season of Advent to pray over these priorities, to discern what God would have us do. Bishop Charlie then suggested that the way that we can ensure that we will have enduring churches is by equipping our membership, and presented two areas that would help us to do this. First, that every member learn how to share their testimony, to share the gospel, and to lead a person to Christ. 1 Peter 3:15 says that we should always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that is in you. Which brings me to a second point, to go deeper in the Bible. Bishop Charlie felt that one reason that Anglicans are so vulnerable is because of their lack of knowledge of the Bible, and that this is not something we can live with. Really, how can we share the gospel if we don't know the story? He offered three plans as options of helping our parishioners to read their Bibles and to know the story. And they were topical memory, the Bible in a day, and Scripture Union's E100 plan. After much prayer, we felt that God's plan for us in our parish was to engage in Scripture Union's E100 plan. And Ken is going to tell you a bit about that.
Well, as Heather said, we decided on the E100 plan, which essentially is 100 Bible readings in 100 days, 50 of the readings from the Old Testament, 50 of the readings from the New Testament. We decided to set it up in a very structured challenge to our parish, as opposed to just approaching individual parishioners. We set it up as a full parish challenge. We set up a list for the parishioners to sign up to take on that challenge. We had a set start point and a set finish point so that the parish would all work through these readings together. We also arranged a women's Bible study and a men's Bible study that would be specific to E100. And I should point out that we have individual Bible studies going on. We had several Bible studies going on within the parish, but these were supplemental to that would be dealing directly with the E100 readings. The idea of the full parish challenge worked quite well. We had a lot of people sign up, probably 90% of the parish signed up. And some of those that didn't sign up, in some cases, were somewhat amusing. I can relate of a married couple who happened to be my parents, 90 years old and 81 years old, had a chat with Father Darrell and absolutely refused to sign up because they had been reading their Bible religiously for years and they didn't need someone looking over their shoulder telling them that they had to read the Bible. So some of the refusals were probably fairly well-founded, but overall it was well-received, and I have no doubt that they were doing the E100 readings. They just weren't going to sign up. And part of the reason for that was we had, when you signed up, you had to sign up with a partner. And the idea was that partner would call you on a fairly regular basis just to discuss the readings. but more so to discuss how you personally were doing with the readings and to use Father Darrell's words, to sort of keep your feet to the fire. And I even suggested to my parents that they could be each other's reading partner, but that didn't fly with them either, so. So we had our set date that we started, and everyone was reading along together. Now, I need to say up front, it didn't change the world for the parish, but it certainly brought a lot of enlivenment to the parish. It brought, I would say, spiritual renewal, if I could use that word. People were very enthusiastic about it. There was discussions going on within coffee hours. There was one group actually started to discuss the readings online. The men's and women's Bible study in it were doing fairly well. And it was quickly turning into an answer to prayer for us, because one of the things we feel that we need in Church of the Good Samaritan, before we spread our branches outwards more, we felt we needed to grow our own parish's roots deeper into the gospel. And this was certainly helping us to do it. So there was a real excitement created around the thing, and to a great deal, an enthusiasm for the Old Testament. I guess a lot of traditional Anglicans like the New Testament, the Gospels of Jesus and that. But as we were going through the studies, the comments on how the Old Testament was so reflective of what was to come in the New Testament, as you went through the stories of the Old Testament and saw where it was reflecting what was to come and bringing those ties together, it was just a tremendous asset for our parish. And it led to a desire within the parish to learn more. We had an excellent completion rate on it and enough enthusiasm that our people have now been asking, where do we go from here? They want more of it. So what we've done, we've had discussions, and Father Darrell has taken the task on because the people are asking what's next. And Father Darrell has designed what we're calling T52. The T stands for theme. The 52 stands for sermons. Father Darrell is designing a full year of sermons based around themes within the Bible, for which each week he'll be issuing 7 readings for the week, and the Sunday sermon will then discuss those readings. And we're going to be presenting that to our people with the hopes that we can continue the same enthusiasm that we had created with the E100 as we move forward in the next year. Thank you.
Before we declare the break time,